Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
What up, Tony?
I am good. How are you, partner?
I'm feeling great. It's a day closer to the weekend, which is, you know, always a good thing.
And, yeah, that is a good
got
thing.
Got some good work done today. I'm excited.
All right. Right now.
I'm good. Yeah, how's your
day? Man, my day was busy. I've been having a busy week, but today is my Friday because I'm off tomorrow. But it's no day in the park because I have lots of things to do. So, and we have this special show tonight.
Yes.
So it's all good.
I'm amped. Shout to our girl Leisha. She can't be with us tonight. She's taking that last leg of her test. About
yes,
to become
so proud,
better in this world. Yes. You know, so,
yeah,
definitely shout to her. We missing her tonight.
Yeah, I'm like solo. I don't have my girl on my right, Leisha. But shout out to you. Like people said, you're doing your thing, and we are so proud of you. So it's just a dynamic duo with us, just me and Bebo tonight.
Yes, we're going to still have a great show. I see the callers is already buzzing. The call lines is coming in. As y'all know, this is the Quan Takeover show. So, you know, buckle your seatbelt.
Yes.
It's about to be crazy as soon as we bring the man himself in. But before we do that, we would definitely like to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Serenity Hall.
Uh-huh.
And we would like to please remind people to drop your email addresses at writingroyalty@gmail.com.
Yes.
We might have a surprise email. I might pull a surprise email out before the end of the show and give away something.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to put those emails in.
Yeah, I might pluck a email out. Let somebody be a winner tonight. Everybody's a winner if you're listening to the show already, because the show is going to be crazy. You already won.
That's true. Well, I just want to officially welcome everyone, hello, to our Thursday special edition of Writing Raw to Blog Talk Show. Like Bebo said, this is going to be the Kawan Takeover. So it's going to be really exciting, and I'm excited to hear what he has planned for this evening. So it's going to be a really great show, and I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. I want you to put those hands up, press those ones, to get ready to join in on all the fun. And once again, my name is Tony. I'm one of three co-hosts. So like Bebo said, we have one that's taking care of her business. But to my right, I get the first time to officially introduce my co-host, the director with the pen, Mr. Bebo. Hey, Bebo.
Yes, thank you so much, Tony. I really don't have much for y'all people. I'm just Aaron Bebo, simple. Please go out and get that I Used to Love Her, pre-order the paperback right now. Go grab that up. It's going to be crazy. Love, hip-hop, drama, all rolled into one. My debut on G Street is going to be crazy. It's going to be everywhere, but I wanted to be at your doorstep first before anybody else.
Uh-huh.
You know, so... please go over and get your pre-order paperback on right now. And that's all I got. I'm excited about the show.
I am too. I am too. But like Debo said, he has that book coming out. This is going to be a busy week for books. As you know, Boss Lady has her and Cash's book coming out. Actually, the paperback has already hit Amazon. So at the stroke of midnight, all of us ebook readers can get ready to one-click that five-star banger. That's another thing I'm excited about today.
Mm-hmm. Trust No Bitch 3, the finale. They done wrapped it up real nice and tight for y'all.
Uh-huh.
So make sure y'all check that out. Like Tony said, at the stroke of 12. Because by the time you get over to Amazon, it's going to be 12:01. It's already going to be there for you.
And hopefully it won't be sold out.
Yeah, for real. But it's not a game.
Her and Cash are a beast with their pen. They are a beast with their pen, not to be messed with. But this is the Kwan. I want to make sure I pronounce his name correctly, given his due. Takeover.
Yeah, I got to get my pronunciation all right tonight too.
That's
for real.
Right. We gotta call him right. Can we call him out his name?
You know what? I always wanted to say that, but you never really know. Because
mm-hmm.
I seen how it was spelled, but it's just so many other people was pronouncing it that way. I'm like, okay. And he never really
right.
said that until the last week when he was on like, yeah. So
right.
I was like, okay, maybe that's it.
Well, I'm glad he did say it so we could get it right on our show.
Yeah, I definitely want to be pronouncing his name correctly. He definitely deserved it. He, you know, earned it, deserves it, and, you know, I don't want to be sounding like a fool anyway. more to the point.
I know.
But yeah, the show gonna be crazy. I get to ask some of my questions. I didn't get to get in last time. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're gonna have a blast.
Yes, we are. So I hope our listeners are ready. Got their hands up. I see quite a few hands are up. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of hands up. There's definitely a lot of hands up.
Well, he's going to be wearing his publisher's hat tonight, you know, because he has some exciting new things to announce tonight that he was going to be announcing on our talk show, you know. So I hope everybody is excited. You know,
oh, yeah,
he
got some breaking news, too.
Yes,
yes. He got some breaking news for us, too. We get a serious exclusive.
Mm-hmm. He has breaking news, like he's been stating for the last couple of days, that is going to be announced tonight on Writing Royalty. So I hope everybody is excited and tuned in because he has some good things that's going on.
He's doing some great things. I'm definitely excited to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when are we going to bring the man of the
2 hours, I should say. You have his number up there?
Yeah, I think I see his number. I didn't know if he was ready to come in. Let me go ahead and pull him right in. We can't pull him in yet because we got to give him a proper introduction.
Yes.
Like he deserves the band, the music, all that good stuff. So we got it
all
this time because we have it ready last time. So we definitely got it together this time. So you want me to start with the music so we can get him ready?
Yeah, give him his fanfare, Bebo.
Go ahead and get this thing
started. Yo, what's up, Pimp? This Threats. That's right. This Threats, Pimp. And I'm serious about mine. I'm so sincere. Nigga, I'll kill you. I'll chop you up, put you inside the mattress like drug money, nigga.
Yeah. I done told you niggas 9-10 times, stop fucking with me. I done told you niggas 9 albums, stop fucking with me. I done told you niggas 9 on me, stop fucking with me. You niggas must got 9 lives. Knife wonder, put that knife in you. take a little bit of life from ya. Am I frightening ya? Shall I continue? I put the gun to ya. I let it sing you a song, I let it hum to ya. The other one sing along, now it's a duet. And you wet when you check out the technique from the two techs. And I don't need two lips to blow this like a trumpet, you dumb shit. This is an unusual musical I conduct, and you looking at the black Warren Buffett, so all critics conduct six. I don't care if you see Dolores Tuckett or you Bill O'Reilly, you only riling me up. For 3 years, they had me peeing out of a cup. Now they about to free me up. What you think I'm gonna be? What? Rehabilitated, man, I still feel hatred. I'm young, black, and rich, so they wanna strip me naked. But you never had me like Christina Aguilera, but catch me down the west side driving like Halle Berry or the FDR in the seat of my car, screaming out the sunroof, death to y'all. You can't kill me, I live forever through these bars. I put the wolves on you, I put a price on your head. The whole hood'll want you, starting to look like bread. I send them boys at you, I ain't talking about fans, nigga, them body snatchers. Nigga, you heard what I said, I'll make them pay for you to 5 in the morning. Put your smarts on the side of your garment. Nigga, stop fucking with me.
Just right then, nigga, I'm wild. Nigga, I keep trash bags with me. Never know when you gotta dump a nigga out. This is sir. Get some sick search.
Bro, man, I put hands on you. I dig a hole in the desert that built the sands on you. Lay out blueprint plans on you. We rat pack niggas, let Sam tap dance on you. Then I Sinatra shot you, goddamn you. I put the boy in the box like David Blaine. Let the audience watch, it ain't a thing. Y'all wish it was front, I George Bush the button. Put an oil in your car, lift up your hood, nigga, run it. Then lift up your whole hood like you got oil under it. Your boy got the goods, y'all don't want nothing of it. Like, catch the oil, I catch the choy. You change your face or the bullets change all that for you. Y'all niggas is targets, y'all garages for bullets. Please don't make me talk it in your upper level. Valet a couple trays from the 38 special. Nigga, God bless. I'll make a play for you to 5 in the morning. Put your smarts on the side of your garment. Nigga, stop fucking with me.
Yeah, I'm threatening you. Who you think you dealing with? They call me Chris. Nigga, I've been making threats since I've been in kindergarten. Nigga, huh, ask about me. See if they ain't heard.
When the gun is tucked, untucked, nigga, you dies like nunchucks. Held by the Chet L.I. I'm the one thus meaning no one must try. No two, no three, no four, no why. Because 1, 4, 5 might blow your high. You ain't gotta go to church, you get to know your God. It's a match made in heaven when I play the 7. Put you on the nigga news, UPN and 11. Where you been? You ain't heard like the word that I'm so sincere. I'm especially Joe Pesci with a friend. I will kill you, commit suicide and kill you again.
I'll make a way for you to 5 in the morning. Put your smarts on the side of your garment. Nigga, stop fucking with me. What up, motherfucker? I keep 3 motherfucker. What? Nigga, I'll throw a Molotov cocktail through your mama's house. Nigga, what's up? Where everybody live? I'm the kind of nigga take your teeth out your mouth, nigga, chew your food up and put the shit back in your mouth, nigga, and help you swallow. Nigga, I take a mouth handle off, nigga, and sweep, nigga. Hold on, I'll be, nigga, what?
I make them lay to you to 5 in the morning. Hello? We back.
We back.
We got the man on the line?
Yo, what's good?
Oh, okay, I'm glad I got the right fucking number.
Yeah. Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You sound a little muffled, but I can hear you.
Oh, okay, because I'm up in Washington Heights, so I got these earphones, and you know how these niggas up here. I'll be stationary in a minute if I can take the earphones out. You know, I don't even play. Like, I got these out-of-town plays. I'm always, you know, so yeah, I'm trying to be, you know, I got my seatbelt on and all that shit, though.
I got you.
Obeying the law.
Yeah, I mean, if people are familiar with Washington Heights, know why I'm, like, going the extra mile being up here, making sure I'm obeying everything I'm supposed to be obeying is traffic. I got these jersey plates, and I'm riding the Mercedes. They on me like, man, Papa, what's up? Nah, I ain't nothing up, bro. I'm just passing through.
Well, Kawan, welcome into the Riding Royalty Clubhouse. We are excited to have you this evening for our special edition of the Kawan Takeover.
I'm excited to be here. That intro was the shit. I'm riding by. I'm looking at niggas through the window like, put your brains on the side of your garment. Like, you know what I'm saying? The intro was righteous.
That was the hot one.
That's my theme song, man. Like, I get up in the morning and I listen to that, you know, because I like the song because it's reflective of a lot of things. Like, I can totally identify with a lot of the shit, like through the shame and the song, like, stop fucking with me, pretty much, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, people fuck with you, and then when you get on some asshole shit, you're the one in the wrong.
I hear that. Go ahead, Tony, because I wasn't even about to say nothing important.
I was about to say something about the song.
Everything you say is important, partner. But I just want to let everyone know that our guest is on the line, the great author, Kawan. And am I saying that correctly, Kawan?
Yes. I heard your little debate about the pronunciation of my name. I was dying. I was in the car dying. Because most people don't pronounce my name right. And half of the time, I really don't trip off it. I don't say nothing. But, you know, after a while, it's like, come on, Jesus. It's like they even started spelling it wrong with my contacts.
Wow.
And I'm like,
I know. We want to make sure we get it right here on Right and Royalty because that's how we roll. But we want to just let everyone know, no problem, that the great Kawan is in the house, the great author. You know, he is a legendary author, and he has some exciting things that he's going to be popping up this evening. So I hope everybody is tuned in, got their hands, and are ready to get this evening started. I'm going to kick it over to my partner in crime, Mr. Debo. You go ahead and say what you were going to say, partner.
Nah, I was about to ask him, did he know who was on the dude that was popping the little shit in the background on the song?
That was, you know, I actually had to look it up one day. That was, who did I say it was? Because at first I thought it was Old Dirty Bastard. It wasn't Old Dirty Bastard. It was one of them producers, if I'm not mistaken. I can't think which one on the top of my head right now. Cool, probably.
Yeah, I thought it was Old Dirty, too. I think it was Angelotti, the mad rapper.
Nah, it ain't ODB. Oh, and I'm about to steal this parking spot. Look, it's probably, it ain't, I can't think who it is, because I remember I was like, who is that? And then I went and did the due diligence and did the research, and I was like, oh, shit, well, that was different.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Kawan, you want to let our listeners know what this session night is all about? You want to tune in?
Yeah.
Huh? You want to let them know what this special night is all about?
Well, yeah, you know, I got some announcements to make tonight. Because as y'all can see, like, I've been acquiring talent over couple of months from Licensing Concepts, which is a think tank. Basically, Licensing Concepts is not a publishing company. It's a think produced ideas, whether it's a novel or a manuscript or a flying car or whatever it is. You know, we back it, we finance it, we patent it, and we go with it. So it just so happens like the first few projects were books, which is, you know, what I'm saying. So I've been picking up talent. For the most part, I've been just getting young writers who have never been published or writers who have been published but were never really given a proper opportunity to shine, I guess I would say, and just trying to help them develop their stuff and help them along and teach them the game. Because what I found is this. This is something I do every couple of years because I'm a full-time writer. I write under mad pen name, so I don't have time. So it's like, you know, a lot of times we sit around and we talk about what's wrong with the state of African-American fiction, especially other fiction. But nobody is really making any moves to do anything about it. So I'm like, well, I got 12 years in the game, so I can just sit by and keep talking about how niggas are fucking up and try to grab some people up and teach them how to do it the right way. See, because my philosophy is this. You can talk until you're blue in the face, but if you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Uh-huh.
So that was the thing with Right to Eat. And as it just so happened, like, I'm only going to do it with, like, two offers. But people started coming, and some of these stories were just so good. Like, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to turn them down. So I just started picking up stories. I think we have, like, maybe six or seven authors right now. Huh?
Wow. Okay.
So, you know,
Let me ask you a question. What does Kawan look for? What does Kawan look for, and what does Kawan doesn't look for when he's get submitted a manuscript?
Well, I basically look for like a spark, not necessarily someone who, like, you know, it's like people have it. You know what I'm saying? Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. people who have it, like that spark. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be just more than just a writer when you wrote a good story. You have to have a passion for it, because I'm passionate about it. And I need to know that, like, you're going to work as hard as I'm going to work, and you feel the same way about it that I do, because if not, it's not going to work. Like, if I'm running around and I'm spending countless nights and I'm up and I'm trying to help you polish your stuff, and you're just running around having to be signed for one, that's a relationship that's not going to work. You got to be hungry. You got to really want to do something with it. You got to really want to do something with it. You got to really want to put your all into it. So that's what I look for. And, like, the writers that I found were, like, and some of them were, like, writers that I had overlooked. Because Jonna and, can you hold on 1 second? I'm sorry. Sorry about that. That was emergency call. You hear me?
Yeah.
So, like, Shauna and Ranisha have been trying to get with me for a while. And it's like I said, like, you know, I'm sometimes publishing, sometimes not publishing. So I'm just like, no.
Uh-huh.
And then when the right speak thing came about, I went and I felt like, because the authors that are signed are handpicked. There's only, I think, one, maybe two authors on the roster who sent in a submission. Everybody else, people, I just kind of went to, like, yo, you know what? I know you've been trying to do something, and I haven't really had the time. I got to tell you what you got. Because, like, I think, like, even if I'm like, if I tell you no, and I don't take your manuscript, I'm going to watch you, like, and I just spend time watching, like, I watch your career, I watch the moves you're making, I watch your social media interaction, just to get a feel for who you are and see what the level, your level is. So if I pop up 6 months later, like, yo, let's get a topic, you know, and see where you're at with.
Right.
And we have some really good talent, man. We have writers from California, St. Louis, from North Carolina. Just all over. There's some really talented young guys and girls, two of which I will be announcing for the first time exclusively on Writing World. One of them is a new face. The other one is someone you may be familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're excited to hear that. And Boss Lady Nene actually said that she met one of them, and she was very, very impressed.
Yeah, Little Marshawn mm-hmm. from out of Oakland. Marshawn is really talented. Talented young lady. She's young, and you know, when they're young like that, their brains are like sponges. So she's pretty much like soaking it all up. Not to say that everybody else is not also soaking it up. When you have somebody like that young, and you can kind of just mentor them and teach them, see, they have a jump on everybody else. So by the time she's of drinking age, she'll be far ahead of the curve.
Right. Well, she definitely got a nod from Boss Lady, and that's a good way to start off. But I do have a question for you, Kawan, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Exactly what would you do differently with your authors? Most publishers that are around today don't. Do you have, like, an agenda differently?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I'm fair. I ain't in the business of beating nobody. That's bad karma. And you got too many motherfuckers out here that's robbing young authors because they're naive and don't know no better. You're taking advantage. And they're going to have a ride to fucking love it. But two, like, my thing is this, I'm comfortable in my position. So I'm on my office because I want them to surpass. I want them to be as big as, if not bigger, because I don't have no ego about it. So I teach them the game the right way. Like, I teach them everything from story format, character development, how to acquire distribution, what goes into a good book cover, price points, which stories to hit up, why it's important. So, like, everything that nobody wanted to teach me, I teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand, like, it's so very important. You know, when you're young and you're getting in, a publisher's going to tell you, when you ask a publisher technical questions, they're going to, oh, this is stupid. They're going to tell you, oh, no, don't worry about that. Just keep writing. Don't worry about that. Just keep writing. Yeah, fuck all that. You need to know this.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know exactly, like, what kind of animal you're dealing with. So that way,
right.
And I want it to be like, when my office leaves right deep, and they're ready to get out on their own, they can do that. They can confidently self-publish, or they can go to a major house and not get kept because they already know what's up. So I have no desire to keep them, like, under my thumb or beholden to me or sign niggas to 11 book deals. No, that ain't my thing, man. I want you to grow, I want you to learn, and I want you to try. I want you to go out and I want you to make my career look like a motherfucking fucker. I want you to be the greatest you that you can be. So it's like we strive for excellence, not even just the quality of stories, but just like being better people. Like, and I'm a little older than a lot of them, so like I just like I, you know, I talk about my life, I talk about my game, I talk about writing, just, you know, just different shit. So it's like it's more like a mentorship, and I answer honestly anything that they ask, from like price points to what something they mean in the contract, or if they think that I'm doing something wrong, or they have a question about something that I'm doing or whatever, I explain it to them and I break it down. Because I don't have nothing to hide. See, when you do good business, you don't have nothing to hide. When you have some shady shit going on, those are the people that get all up in arms and want to curse their office and the public beefing and all that bullshit. You know, that's a shade somewhere. Like, I'm doing all that.
But it sounds like you started them out with good guidance, which is so important.
That's the foundation. That's the foundation. Mm-hmm. Guidance is the foundation. The story's come later. You have to have a foundation and a working knowledge of this business. It would be easy, like, with my name and my tenure and the things that I know, I could easily sign 100 offers and beat them out of all their money, and they'll say, thank you, sir, can I have another? But I'm not like that. It's not in my heart to be like that. I don't believe it because people took advantage of me when I first came in the game. So I know how it feels to wake up one day and find out, like, damn, you know what? I trust this motherfucker. Nathan shitting on me the whole time. So I don't never want that fact on me. I want anybody that I ever did business with to have nothing but good things to say about me, whether they're still with me or whether they're not. There's nothing but good things to say about
me. Right. Well, Kawan, you have a lot of people in the house that would like to speak to you. Would you like to take a call
right quick?
Okay,
there's
a lot of hands raised, partner. Let's get one in there.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to take this first person I see right here. It's 856-236. Good evening. You live in the Writing Royalty Clubhouse with the legendary Kawan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
You're live.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Teresa from Jersey.
Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Teresa. Okay,
how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all good. You are well.
You have a question for Kawan?
Got a question?
No,
yeah,
I was just calling to say hi and congratulations to all the new authors. I can't wait. I already got the kids' signs made up with their buckets. They about to support my book fund.
Okay. That's what's up.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad you called in. I hope you stay and continue to enjoy the show.
Yeah, shout out to KRT.
Hey, Cerise, let me ask you a question before you hang up.
Okay.
How come nobody entered the contest?
I don't know. I wasn't home. I was at the hospital with my friend because she just had a baby, and I didn't even have no reception. I was sitting there mad as hell, like, damn, I'm missing everything.
Now, let me let Writing Royalty and stuff on the joke, right? Before we did the show, I posted a contest in my group. I said, yo, you know, take a guess at two offers you think I'm going to sign. I said, if somebody gets both names right, then you get to ride because, like, put all the books here, which you guys will find out eventually, anyway, put all the books here, like, I'm bringing out, like, a fleet of buses. So I was like, yeah, you know, you get a VIP seat or whatever, and I was just giving away all this cool stuff. So nobody commented on the contest thread. So I'm like, damn, well, let me see something. So I posted something else, and I said, yo, y'all hear about them two author bras that were scrapping in the bookstore? And everybody jumped on that thread, like, ho. I'm like, nobody. It was a social experiment.
You did that once before.
Yeah.
Like last year you did that. But I missed everything. I missed the thing about the fight. I missed the contest and everything.
Oh, that's all right, girl. Don't worry about it.
Because when I finally got reception, I was working on something else that I had inboxed you about. Then I'm sure you'll get back to me later.
I didn't get to read the inbox because I was driving.
Yeah, well, I was working on a different situation, but, of course, I lost anyway, so whatever. Okay, Samara. I just wanted to say what's up. Shout out KRG. Congratulate all new authors. That's all I wanted. The 14-year-old now, he not 13 no more. He said hi.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Know what I said. Always look a man in the eye and articulate yourself when you speak.
I sure will. Now I'm about to get the small size tribe of five ready for bed.
All right, now get your ass off the phone. Let us call again. Thank you, Sharisa.
So, yes, we thank you. We thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
So have a good evening.
You too.
Continue to enjoy the show.
Okay, we're going to take 732-910. We're live in the Right and Royalty Clubhouse. Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Good evening. This is Kalisa. How are y'all feeling this evening?
We're feeling good.
Hello.
Hello, Kawan. What's going on, Harlem? How you feeling?
I'm feeling mighty damn fine. Thank you for asking.
That is wonderful. I just wanted to tell you congratulations. I've been a fan since that black cover Gangsta with those
Gangsta.
White letters on it. I'm always going to be a fan. I think you're fantastic. Definitely a dope brother. You never see any nonsense about you on FB, you robbing anybody or anything like that. So it's all wonderful over here. I appreciate you. I love it, and I love animals. So hurry up and bring him back.
I got you. Ghetto Bastard, July 8th, Animal 3 comes out in October.
Okay, that's wonderful. You know I'll be purchasing that and buying that.
That was one of the prizes in the contest I gave in the group. You get a copy of Ghetto Bastard like a month before it comes out.
You know what? You be putting up so much stuff, and everybody be putting up so much stuff. You can't keep up with everybody. But
y'all always pay attention to the ratchet chick in the group when you put up something important. They miss it.
No, that's not true. Cause I always got something positive to say. I don't be for that bullcrap.
I know my regular group there.
Mhm. I write.
Yeah.
I read books and write reviews on Amazon. You know them contests.
Yeah.
I try, but you know you can't get them all. So. And the host, the gentleman, the host, I forgot what your name is. You sound super cute. And the young lady, she sounds nice, too. Y'all doing a pretty good job tonight. Blessings to you, too.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very
much.
We
appreciate that.
We're trying to keep in step. We got Kawan, the legend, on the phone. We definitely going to have our act together. We appreciate you, though.
Yeah, we got to be on our P's and Q's for the magic.
Yes, definitely. So, Kawan, I'm assuming you'll be at the Harlem Book Fair this year. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes. I'm going to be at the Harlem Book Fair. We're having a big party. We're going to roll out. Like, I'm on some real King of New York SHIP. So,
all right.
Like,
now, you're going to be here early. You're going to be
there late. It's a good show, and you might want to show up for that.
Well, I showed up the year before, and you was late. And then last year, I had an emergency. But
no.
I'm going to come through with the thunder this year.
No, so I hope you're ready. I'm gonna tell you why I wasn't late. I was not supposed to be out there signing. I was just there as a reader. So I can't be late if I wasn't scheduled to sign.
Oh, I didn't think you were coming to sign. I just thought you was gonna be out there because you from Harlem. All I wanted to do was shake your hand and congratulate you.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, you know I always gotta come through. It's right in my backyard. But you know sometimes like when I don't have to be out there signing, I don't come real early. It'd be all hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is true.
I'll be out there from early in the morning this year.
All right. I'll be looking for you now. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night and blessings to you all.
All right, thank
you. Yes,
thank you
for calling.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Well,
you
want to
take one more caller?
Uh-huh.
Okay. 443-797. You are live. Welcome to the Right and Royalty Clubhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, this is Ashley from Baltimore. Hello,
hey,
Ashley,
up,
from,
Ashley
Baltimore.
From Baltimore.
Hello, Ashley,
hey,
from Baltimore.
Come on.
Yes.
I'm getting ready to tell you how much I fuck with you. You ready?
Tell me.
All right. So I had two copies of a fix, right? I couldn't figure out what to do with my second copy. So I gave it to my coworker. She loved it, and now she's coming to the Harlem Book Fair to meet.
Oh, that's what's up. And you know, everybody that comes and visits our booth, we're gonna have libations. So,
oh, shit.
So we have libations. Like we have an in-house baker and some more stuff. So we have a lot of stuff out there.
I know. I told her.
Okay.
I said, look, we're gonna be there all weekend. I say we're gonna catch the bus up there, and that's just what it's gonna be.
Turn up.
So that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to give a shout-out to KRG, and I just wanted to say that it is acceptable to say tennis shoes instead of sneakers.
sneakers, my nigga, sneakers. We don't say that country shit in New York. We say sneakers.
No. Baltimore is not country. It's still northern state. We're still a northern city. But that's all I'm about to say. And what time are we going to hear this announcement?
7:45. They're going to 7:45. I think that was the time.
Yeah, 10 more minutes.
7:45.
That's 10 more minutes.
7:45. Okay. All right.
So stay tuned, okay, Ashley, for Baltimore?
Okay. All right,
yes,
bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. Right. We appreciate you.
Thanks for calling. Kawan, you got a lot of listeners out here waiting for that big announcement.
Yes.
I know.
Yes,
thirsty.
And they got this.
I'm waiting, too.
We're
going to take one more caller.
Who you got there, Bebo?
I got 347-362. Welcome to the Writing Royalty Clubhouse. We're live. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, hey, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Michelle.
I'm good. This is Hood Book. What's happening?
Oh, what's up, girl?
Okay.
Yeah, I just got to let you know, I'm Detroit. We country and gangster. We saying gym shoes,
you know,
here, okay?
I rock with Detroit, you know, definitely without a doubt, especially you. Like, you've been my day one for many, many years, and you ain't never changed. Always been the same. So gangster with it. I tell you, Michelle walked me to my car with a gun one time. She escorted me to the car.
Right. Look, with my gym shoes on. With my gym shoes, okay?
Yeah.
No sneakers, no tennis, gym shoes.
Gym shoes?
Yeah, gym shoes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just wanted to shout you out, let y'all know, you know, I'm listening to the show, all that good stuff. I haven't been to the Harlem Book Fair in a couple of years, you know, but... You gonna party? I'm gonna show up.
Yeah,
I'm
partying off the hook. Like somebody going to the hospital. That's what kind of partying we gonna do.
Wow.
But look, you having a hood book type of party because you know every time you come here and sign, we clown in my
it's
store.
It's always love. It's always love. We always sell out. It's always. Let me tell you something. Hood Book is one of the few stores that I will make my way to whenever she asks me. Cause she's good people, and I fuck with her like that. Ain't too many I can say that about, but Hood Book is one of them spots. And they will also be one of the first stores to carry ghetto baskets. Before any of the major retailers get it, Hood Book will have it.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And I appreciate y'all having the show and all that type of good stuff. I never listened to it before, but I'm going to start listening to it and become an avid listener and supporter of the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
We appreciate you. Definitely.
No problem. I appreciate you giving a platform, you know, for authors to come and do their thing. So I'm going to get off the phone, let other people call in, and wait for this big announcement.
Michelle,
you of all people, when I make the announcement, Michelle, you're going to fall out. You're going to call my phone.
Oh,
tonight.
My
okay.
God. Please don't make me get to texting you, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sick in the head already. Give us some hints. No, I'm going to wait 10 minutes.
Yeah,
now you're
going to know. Michelle, you definitely want to hear this one.
Oh, sweet teenager Jesus. I can't wait.
Yes.
Okay, I'm tuned in. I'm off the phone. I'm waiting. And I'm quite sure when the show is over, I'll call you later tonight to talk shit because I'm oh, my God.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Will.
Okay, thank you for calling
Good night.
In. We appreciate you, Michelle. Good night.
Thank you.
Before he make the announcement, we got to bring in the queen, the one who pays the bills, the boss lady herself, Miss Monique Capri.
Woo, how
What's
y'all
good,
doing
lady?
This evening?
Hey, boss lady.
Hey, what's
lady.
Going on? Oh, man, trying to maintain broke like 5,000 traffic laws. To make sure I was on time. I've been listening since the beginning. I was in traffic. I was like, no, I cannot not be here when Quan is on the show and making his announcement. Quan had me dancing in my seat all day, hitting me with texts, talking about, wait for this phone number. And this is going to happen. I'm sitting here like, oh, I'm biting my nails. I'm like, Aaron, it's going down at 7:45.
I hope the person is on time. I told them to call in at 7:45.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm excited.
I definitely know the number, and I'm going to just tell you right now, that.
Is he there yet? Whoever it is he there yet?
I don't see it.
We still have 5 minutes.
You know what? Yo, I hope
she could
get in, because if they can, we hope they could get in, because we might have to. Because these phone lines are crazy right now.
Sure, we know how to 3-way call somebody. Don't threaten us with
three
times.
We still have five minutes.
I mean, they're not.
I can start with the new one, and then once the other one falls in, then we can do it like that.
That's awesome, and we're happy that you were available. We know that your schedule is very, very tight. We're happy that this is the avenue you chose to make your announcement. Thank you so much for letting Right and Royalty do that for you. I mean, it's an exclusive. And we're honored and we're privileged, to have you on here, the author, the publisher, the legend, Kawan, taking it to a whole other level, a heart of gold. I can say myself personally that, they're in good hands. You're welcome because, ever since I've been in the industry, you didn't even know me. I'm just standing there by Wahida just trying to see all you guys and see what's going on, pretty much fan struck. And you was always, giving advice. Oh, you right? Oh, well, such and such and so and so. Well, how about this? How about that? And I'm like, oh, wow, okay. Let me try those things, and not because we had anything to do with one another on writing, but because your heart is genuine and because, you're a good person. And I always will thank you for that. Every time we come together, we have a ball, even though sometimes I have to carry some of my constituents out, walking kind of sideways. But other than that, the designated driver.
I told you from the gate, I was like, watch this. And enough, carry on out. We ain't going to see who.
I said, this is an outrage. I brought Mama Jones. I'm like, I said, Kwan, I'm responsible for her. I'm responsible for her, Kwan. Please don't let Wahida be telling me, did you have to carry Mama out of there? I said, oh, Lord Jesus. But it was fun. They had a ball. She got back. She was like, I want to be at any event that he is at. And then, who is he? And I'm trying to explain who Kwan is. And she was like, he all right. He good people. I said, yes, he is. So you treated her very well, and you made her whole experience, being there. A genuine one, and she was comfortable, and she was happy, and I thank you for that. So
we went out crazy.
That's all right. We had a ball on Saturday though, didn't we?
We were slinging paperbacks.
Paperbacks was leaving up out of there like we was giving them away for free. North came out. They came out and they showed out. We had cupcakes. Specially made. I didn't have the ones with the liqueur in them, but I heard that it was liqueur in some of them. I didn't have one of those, but oh man, we had a ball. He laid it out, even the readers, not just the authors, because we are all friends, but the readers that walked up to the table, they were able to eat and have something to drink, and it was all family, It was bomb. Charlotte was killing us. Shout out. I love her to death. She had me laughing so hard. I didn't know what to do it myself.
But she love you too, Nene.
It was awesome. Awesome.
Hey,
and yeah. Hey, I love you.
Hey, I love you.
That's right.
Now make it about me. Stop making it about her. Make it about me.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad. But I'm excited. I'm excited about the way you're taking the company, and I'm excited for your authors. Because I was in the car listening, driving over, and the things that you were saying about mentoring them and telling them the things to do long before those words are typed up. Those are the lessons that you can't buy. You know what I'm saying? You can't buy those lessons. Those are experience lessons, and you're going to be telling them how to do things that usually people have to bump around and figure out, and it takes years until they're able to really tap into the genuine genius in their pen. It takes years a lot of times for some authors. And to have that at their fingertips, I really, really, if they're listening in, listen to him, follow the guidance, and do the steps and the procedures and the work, and you'll be successful, you know. And once he cuts you loose, or once you decide to leave, if you leave him, which that would be crazy, you'll be able to stand on your own pen and do good work. But yes, yes.
So could I just cut in for just 1 second?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because it's 7:44. I'm not even trying to rush it, but I just want to say, right?
See him?
Like, I want Kawan to just check with his peoples real quick, because I see like an area code, but it's definitely not the number.
Okay.
Do you feel what I'm saying?
If the person doesn't call in, I'm gonna make the announcement anyway, and everybody will know who the person is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I know that Charlotte drops her Hello Kitty in a glass, so she can't even help you with side calls.
You want to announce the first person? We could try to see. We could bring the first person on.
Let's see if that this is the first person on the line. You want to pick the call up?
I don't know
if the first person is going to call in or not. I suggested that they did.
Okay.
Oh, well,
do you want to make the
announcement? See, nobody gave me the number for the first person, though. Now we got a problem.
No, we don't. We never have a problem. We don't have a problem. We have a small conundrum. We're going to figure it out.
Hit me in the back cave with the first person's joint, because they might actually be here.
I'm driving, so I really can't do nothing about it.
We're on fire. They're gonna be pissed in the mail.
Let's just wing it.
I mean, keep it going. I mean, hey, you know, you're the man at hand.
Let me just see if this is the person right here.
Okay.
This is a shot in the dark. Who are we speaking with?
Nothing.
Hello.
Hello. Hi,
how are you? Hello? Are you the secret caller?
No. Who is this?
Somebody who didn't want to be brought in, obviously.
No. Okay. We apologize. We go put you back in the queue unless you gonna tell us who you are.
She said, I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready.
Send her back to hair and makeup, because she might still be getting her... That's right.
Okay, we got her back in hair and makeup. Okay, that's it. Okay. Like, I definitely don't know.
I guess I'll announce the first signing. Should we do that?
Okay.
Liz?
Yes, I was about to say that.
The first signing is, some of you may be familiar with him, some of you may not. He's relatively new, but he has a couple of titles out. Niles Manning, he wrote Jump Out Boys, and he has a series called The Price of Hair, H-E-I-R, Hair.
Wow.
Everybody's like, who? Niles is like, but the thing about that is, like, but see, the thing with Niles sent me something before. And I think Niles sent me what he thought I want as opposed to, you know, whatever he felt like saying. So I'm like, nah, I can't do nothing with that. Like, you got to send something else or I'll catch you in that door. So he's like, all right, well, give me, like, 2 weeks before you close the doors. How many unclosed doors? Give me 2 weeks. So I'm like, you ain't going to write no book in 2 weeks, bro. Like, go ahead, man. All right, whatever. He sends me a book, so I said, okay, I'm going to send it to the Shark Tank. Now, the Shark Tank is a pool of cold readers. Now, you have to get a certain score on your book from cold readers. If not, like, I don't even look at it. And I call them the Shark Tank because they're vicious. Like, they're vicious readers, and they're very honest. So I think I opened the file up to see what the word count was.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I knew, an hour had passed, and I was sitting there reading this dude's story. Like, man, like, this is different. This is different. Like, this is like the stuff that I like to read, like the true crime, suspense, murder. Like, this is different. And so I hit him and was like, yeah, what's up, man? You want to do something? So we got that rocking. So I'm really, Oh, yeah, Sergeant at Arms. Now it's Sergeant at Arms. And everybody has a nickname. Like, everybody has a nickname. Like,
okay.
John is the Resident Psycho. Renisha is Mommy Dearest. Marshawn is the legal tender. And Niles is the sergeant at arms. He's in the military.
Yes, I love it.
So, and it's a dope story. It's called Convince Me to, Live. And not without giving you the whole plot away. It centers around a girl volunteering at a suicide hotline, and she gets this crazy call, creeps her out, and then the story takes off from there. Like the caller knows her and just knows things about her that she should not know. Am I? This is random.
That sounds like some movie shit.
Yes, I need that for something.
So, yeah, so like we ain't putting out like all that bang bang shoot 'em up, like, man, we did that, man. Like, we want to give the readers something different. We want to feed them. We don't want to feed them this recycled shit with the 80 inch really being even the green eyes and the pinky eyes. We ain't doing all that shit, man.
You can only sell so many drugs, buy so many rims before even the, you know, the readers will be like, you know, okay, they're going to be looking for something different. And our readers are very intelligent, and they have been supporting
have
from day one. You know what I'm saying? They've been supporting from day one. You have people, you know, who've been reading but when it wasn't correct, when it wasn't grammatically correct, when it wasn't
they was reading it.
Yes, and they stuck in there, and now they're, like, amazed how far it has gone, and they want to continue to support. And we must upgrade ourselves, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not putting out movies like they had in the 80s. I mean, they're doing digitally remastered, and everything is 3D, and you can hear it coming out your seat, and you got the wind coming from the ceiling, and it might rain on you in the theater. You don't know, but that's how we have to be with the literature.
And it's not to say that, and it's not to say that we don't have urban stories, and we won't publish urban stories because we do have some drug-related stories, but it's just different. Like, these writers have such a unique voice. Like, I find that a lot of times, like, when I get downtime, I'll go and I'll buy, like, I buy everything. Like, between me and my wife, we buy everything that authors put out because we support. We support. So, you know, I don't get to read a lot, but when I have downtime, I try to grab as many books as I can and read them. To see who's out, who's hot, who's on what, and all these books read like the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what is it, like some type of manual? Is it everybody's a savior? Is everybody's writing from, like, what is this? So,
Kwan? It's the fact that they're zealous about writing, and the only people that they have to pattern off of is the people they know that are successful. And I believe that you come into the game trying to pattern after those particular things. You know, you have your Wahida, you have your Kawan, you have your Eric Jerome, you have your Omar Tyree. You know what I'm saying? You have all these people who have set a certain precedent. You know what I'm saying? They set a certain pattern when they came out. So I think that new authors are coming to the game like, let me get Kwan's book, let me read it and see why everybody loves them. But they love those books because it's him telling that story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're going to love you for telling your story. You can't look at Kawan's books and say, if I tell my story just like this, they're going to love me the same way they love him. No, it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? You have to look for the elements. You have to say, ooh, he gave me surprise. He gave me suspense. Okay, his characters are well-developed. Okay, the weather is, you know, I know where I'm at. I know what the season. I know what the time is. You look at the elements behind the writing. You can't pick up a book and say, I'm going to write just like Kawan and have his fan base. No.
It don't work. Like, when I came in the game, like, my thing was, I didn't write like nobody else. Everybody, like, was writing stories with like, these female lead characters, you know, and female gets the book, however it was going, when those stories were out. I wrote about killers, like, these dudes. Like, I wrote from a male perspective, and not, people weren't really doing that back then.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was really so from a female perspective, and I wrote about gangbanging. I'm a New York dude who wrote about gangbanging. So I was always the oddball coming in. Like, nobody knew what to make of that. So, that, you know, you just have to dare to be different. Like, what it is people are not looking at writing as an art form or self-expression. They're looking at it as a hustle. I can get on doing this. I can be a street writer, and I can get on. And, you know, put this bullshit out, and, you know, taking up shelf space, and it's just like, come on, son, you're playing yourself. Like, really, I'm not trying to slight nobody, but it's a lot of bullshit out. And it's a lot of people beating their chests that haven't accomplished anything, that haven't done anything, that haven't sold anything, and have no rights to. If you got people that sold over a million books, that's not arrogant. You have no right to be arrogant, and you ain't sold nothing at all.
Right.
You ain't sold 5,000 books, but you arrogant, you cocky, you're just playing yourself. You're a weenie. So, you know, it's like there's no respect for the craft anymore. Nobody really wants to be like, yo, people used to look at me like I was a weirdo. You're a writer. Like, who the fuck is a writer? But now it's cool to be a writer. Even cooler to be a street writer. Then you have people to jump out and they give you these 10,000, 15,000 word stories and say, I wrote a book. No, you didn't write a book. You wrote a story. But it's a difference. There's a difference. There's a big difference. The first thing you should do is learn what categorizes what as what. Don't say you wrote a novel if you wrote a short story. And especially don't poke your chest out if you haven't sold anything. Like, even if you did sell something, I don't just think it's cool to poke your chest out and try to say you're better than anybody else, regardless. But, like, if you ain't sold shit and you run around that talking crazy, you're liable to get slapped. Just on principle.
And you know what? It's a lot of that going on, and it's a lot of disrespect, I feel. I feel a lot of blatant disrespect, and it's not necessary, and it's not needed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things can be handled like men or handled like women. I think a lot of things sometimes get taken out of context. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you have to be careful of the dog that carries a bone, because I promise you they bring one. So you have to be careful where you take your information from. You know, can't nobody walk up on me and tell me anything about Aaron, anything about Tony, anything about Kawan, because I ate with them. You know what I'm saying? So you can't come in my face and say nothing about them to me, and I'm from here. Call them yourself and tell them what you got to tell them. First of all, you can't talk about my people who I'm around like that, because I have ate with them. And if it's something that I want to know, I will get on the phone and call you if I have to, or, you know, inbox see you at an event and say what I have to say, but you say it to the person so that you don't taint the industry, so that we don't have a bunch
all that third party shit, hating, backdoor dissing. I am with that shit, but I don't entertain it because I know how I am. You'll catch me at an event drunk, and I'll provoke you to the point where you want to fight, and then I'll beat your ass because I'm petty and spiteful like that. So I just don't entertain it. I stay in my own lane. I keep to myself. I don't bother nobody. I like to laugh, have a good time, drink, smoke, whatever, you know.
Yeah, and then we got readers who don't have anything to do with it. They just want to read a good book, you know, and people drag them in it, you know, and I think that that's a disservice to us all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you're a reader, you don't involve them. You know,
some of the readers are so messy. You got their mouth in everything. Always want to stir the pot, and that's not cool, because a lot of times, like, it can go from, like, it depends on who's involved. It can go from just some mudslinging on Facebook to, like, cats really getting at each other in the street, you know, because people pour gasoline on the fire and make things bigger than what it is.
Yeah.
And that's
why,
like, I don't feed into nothing like readers, like I have to say, nothing like that. I mean, if it's valid, like, you know, because some things readers have told me was valid, and I did have to go check situations. But I really try to, like, you know what, I'll just leave that alone. Like, I'll holler at whoever it is and let them tell me what it is or what it was or however, you know?
Yeah.
I remember those. A lot of people do it, like, especially like that Facebook thesis at some point. A lot of people do it because they want to bring attention to themselves and they want to sell books. But the thing that they're missing is, like, what happens when you run up on or you draw the ire off a real street cat that's really about that action, that's really ready to go there with you? So, you know what I mean? And then it becomes something else.
Yes, and
so
it's not necessary.
it's not necessary. And I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it happen. You know, and that shit, like, and Facebook ruins friendships. Like, that's the first hand. So, like, a lot of just like that, all that messy stuff, man, is just the wrong call for. Like, but the people, the smart ones, they know not to feed into it. The dumb ones walk into it all the time. I just got people tell me all the time, you know, such and such is also about you. All right, that's fine. I had such and such when I see them. But I'm not just going to go on what you said and be like, yo, you can see a chick and you say, all right, no, I'm going to holler when I see squares or whatever, you know, or if a chick, I'm going to ask one of my cousins holler at her and, you know, we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's not necessary.
At the end of the day, it's not necessary. You're a father, you know, you're a husband, you have children, and you write books. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times our reading community sometimes can be confused with what we do with who we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because,
yep,
you know,
exactly.
You write animal. You not a animal. You know what I'm saying?
I am. Truthfully, I am.
Quine.
Yeah, that's another story altogether.
Quine, not in the middle of my public service announcement. Not in the middle of my public service
announcement. I was just in the moment. I was just in the moment, yo.
Lord have mercy. Where is Charlotte? Because this is the type of stuff that happens when she's
right
with her kitty phone. See? No, but really, I mean, and you have people who get it confused. They get it twisted. They think that that is really how it goes. And people have reformed their lives. They have used this writing to get to a different level in life. You know what I'm saying? But don't forget that some of the people who are authors, they have did big. They have surrendered their lives. They have maybe taken lives. I don't know. But you jump in all square, and you don't know where a cat is coming from, and you stirring stuff up, you could get something going. I mean, we had a show last night with the correlation between real gangsters and this book gangster thing. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand that some folks is really about that life. They really crazy. So you can sit there and you get stuff stirred up, but then we have instances like we have in hip-hop where you have two rapper cats, neither one of them are talking, nothing is saying, then you at a concert and somebody got to die. Who needs to die at a book signing?
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, and don't, you know what I'm saying, it's just, it would be terrible and it would be unfortunate and very unnecessary to turn tables over at book signings and do a bunch of shenanigans when all we're trying to do is keep literacy going, keep good stories out there, set a good precedence for the brand and the genre. So that, like I said before, they don't look up and say, once upon a time, a whole bunch of niggas wrote some books. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't want that. You know?
Exactly.
So,
I mean,
I totally agree.
It's like, all the progress we've made, like, over the last decade is being undone by fuckery. Like, I was very disappointed last year when readers were saying how they were not going to attend the Harlem Book Fair because they were afraid, because whatever was going on. So I said, I don't give a fuck. So whatever, you know, and they were like, well, is it safe? What do you mean is it safe? It's on the same block as the prison. Ain't nobody really trying to do nothing.
No.
So, like,
no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is safe.
No.
So it's like, this is supposed to be like, you know, people don't understand, like, it's a blessing to be a published author. It really is. You know, and they don't appreciate that because a lot of the new authors have not had to struggle and they don't want strike. They don't know what it is to try to get on. They just not press the button and I'm published.
Right.
So
Yeah, but you know what? The thing that you talked about, doing things differently, and all of us really have to take that responsibility and not just say, oh, well, that's not me. I don't have nothing to do with it. It'll go away. You know what I'm saying? People like ourselves, I just started writing a few years ago, but I've been on Why He Decide from day one from the prison when she was writing on Legal Pads. So I've been behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? But the people like us who have that knowledge, you know, even though we can't save the world, but if you can speak to somebody or share something that you learned or an experience, not, you know, with some of these new authors, please do. Because, like you said, if you're not a part of the solution, then you're a part of the problem. If you sit there and close a blind eye and go into your little cubby hole and I'm just going to write my books, then they going turn this mother out. We're going to turn around and the furniture will be upside down, ain't on the walls.
That's where it's at now. When you point something out to you, the average Joe probably wouldn't even notice. There was a time where major publishing houses were signing urban authors left and right. Now they don't want to touch it. Like, if you already have an established name as a writer of urban fiction and street fiction, it's going to be really hard to get a major publishing house to touch. Because not for nothing, the major publishing houses and the agency editors, they watch these social media pages, these Twitters and these Facebooks. And they've washed their hands with it. They don't want to be bothered anymore. Because it's becoming too, it's like, it's too much step and fetch. It ain't writing no more step and fetch. So that's why people are like, well, damn, well, I can't get with a major. Because they're tired of the bullshit. And you may be a good person. You may not have nothing to do with that. Because of what you come from and what you write, they're looking at it like, well, you could be a part of that gaggle. And it's probably just not even beneficial financially to gamble on you.
It's unpredictable. Yeah, you're unpredictable. They're not sure what you're going to do. Are you going to show up and act a fool? Are you going to represent properly? You know, are you going to be on time? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're looking at all of that. Like, they don't want to waste money flying you all the way to another state and you get interested in something else and don't show up at the function at all.
Exactly. You're going to go, show up at your book signing. They're paying for you to go all the way out there and you ain't show up. They're looking like, okay, we ain't doing this no more.
Yeah, because your cousin Boosie lives two blocks over, like... it's just not good. We have to, you know, we have to do better. And, you know, I'm hoping that these new authors who are getting under the tutelage of, you know, like Ashley and Jaquavis, they got Al, you know, you got the Right to Eat that's about to blow up. You know what I'm saying? Get up under these strong legends and powerhouses and learn how to do the business, learn how to perfect your craft, you know, listen, definitely listen, put that in the front of the page before you even get to the learning part, because you're not going to learn if you're not listening. So you need to be listening, learn, take notes, study, read for yourself. Don't just take a person's word for bonds. Just read behind them, you know what I'm saying? Study behind them and make sure that it's right. And put out a good product that the readers will love. Leave your heart on it.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you have something, Aaron? I'm sorry.
No, I was in total agreement with both of y'all. I just think that it'd just be a lot of lack of communication sometimes.
He said, get niggas killed. That's the And that's why it's just dumb.
Yeah, we got to do better. Yeah. And we will.
And sometimes,
it's going to get better. Go ahead, Aaron.
Sometimes, like me, I'm not like that, though. Like, I'm not like this. But sometimes people be, like, either afraid or insecure to approach people. Like, yo, I'm not gonna say nothing. Like, I'm gonna say something, like, because I want to know. Like, it's just because it's better to just stop it before it rolls into a big ball of nothing. When it's really instead of having pride, like, if it's really nothing... Mm-hmm. Like, I want to get to the bottom of it, like, absolutely not. I ain't say that. I'll be telling people, like, if somebody call you and tell you I said something, be like, yo, hold on, I'm about to call this nigga on three-way right now. Like, people will do that, yo. People be using people's name in vain all day.
All day long.
It ain't even necessary. I'm like, how old are we? But we have the callers, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, the caller is great. I still don't see your people, though.
Can I say something? Can I say something before we bring a call? This is Tony Kwan. I just want to touch on something that you and Nene spoke up earlier. As a reader, as a reader, when you start out with an author that you really latch on to and enjoy, and that's their first book, and you stay with them, you want to be able to see the growth that this author has shown. You know, you don't want to continually see, like, first book mistakes, second book mistakes. You want to see the growth in that author, and you respect that growth. So it's not like you want them to come in and be that all and follow someone else. You want to see the growth and respect that growth. I mean, that's just saying that as a reader.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I feel like you have to grow. Like, because, you know, my first book was really hard. My first couple of books were very hard. So when I started writing the Hood Rat books, which were more feminine, people were like, oh, yo, I need that such and such, that gangbang, that, I need this. But I'm like, yo, my life is changing. I'm changing. I'm growing as a person,
right.
as a writer,
mm-hmm.
and it's
mm-hmm.
reflecting
right.
in my work. So I can't, I can still write about it, but every other line, it does not have to be about that because I'm getting to a happier place. I'm making more
right.
money. I'm a gay, I'm a dad, so there's different
mm-hmm.
things going on in my life. So I'm
mm-hmm.
not that angry. I'm not that angry 20-something-year-old kid that was like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, I'm not that person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I can still bring the heat. But I want to write about other stuff.
Yeah,
so
Ice Cube said that, too.
As far as my vocabulary, my dialogue.
Right. I said Ice Cube actually said that also. You know, he said that, too. When he first came out, he was angry. You know, he had that F the police, F the society type attitude. He said then he woke up one day and realized, one day I want my kids to listen to my music. And Eddie Murphy said the same thing. He was like, one day I want my kids to be able to watch my dialogue, to watch my film. Like, he had been doing so much cussing and doing everything. He said, but wait a minute. You know, I got kids now. I have a family. Like, one day I want them to be able to enjoy my work, you know, and like he said, see the growth and the change. Like, wow, this is who Dad was. This is who Dad is now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
From Delirious to the Nutty Professor.
You see?
Exactly. That big check.
Yeah.
Big check.
Yes, but I think I see the surprise. I see the surprise.
Yeah, that's what I said. I see the caller.
Y'all ready to
bring them in?
Open the
patio. They can introduce themselves. I don't even have to introduce them.
Okay. 864, welcome to Brighton Royalty. Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Is he there? Are they there?
864-266.
Is she there? Is he there? Is she there? We don't know who it is. I don't know. Where's they go?
864-266. You know your phone number?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? No, people don't know their numbers these days.
Oh, good.
You don't call yourself.
You there?
You there? Hello, who we speaking with? Yeah,
oh, what up,
Carl?
What's
going on? Okay.
What's good?
The legendary.
Right. What's
the
going
legendary.
On, Eric? The legendary Eric S. Gray.
Yeah,
that's the newest addition to the family.
All right.
Yeah,
now,
what's up, man?
Best what's up?
I'm good. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, man, we all right now.
How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm hearing y'all speaking about the industry and stuff, about the folks in the past and the future, you know. And so I like that show. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. Come on, man. What's up, man?
You ready to get this ball rolling and take it back into circulation, my brother?
Man, you know I'm ready, man. I took a one-year hiatus, so I'm about to come back on the scene, come back hard, come back strong. I'm hungry. You know, I got some stuff ready to put out there. I know my fans are waiting for me to come back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just seen you and asked you what you was doing. You said you was coming. You came back hard. That's what's up.
Everything is coming full. Everything is coming full circle. You know what I mean?
So, Eric, this is Nene Capri. What can we expect out of your pen under Right to Eat? What are we looking forward to? I know it's going to be a crazy summer. What you got for us? What you got? Because I'm stoked.
I got a book. Come on, you think I should drop the title on them, or you want to wait?
Yeah, you tell them. Tell the title.
I got a title. It's called Gigolo.
Ooh.
And it's a powerful story, man. It's about sex though, but it's a moral to the story. It's about a young kid who lost his parents to infidelity. Like his father killed his mom because she was cheating on him. I mean, he shot her up into pieces. So he grew up with his grandma, but he kind of inherited his mom's permissive ways, and he became a kid at 18, 19 years old, and then. He's hiding it from his grandma because, his grandma...
They got to pay for the rest.
It's a very powerful story, man. I mean, I wrote this about a few years ago, and people that read it already, I have people read it. They're like, E, where you going to drop this? Oh, my God. A lot of people, AR's been asking about it for a long time. I know she's going to be happy it's going to be dropping finally. Every time she sees me, where are you dropping a book? Where are you dropping that book? It's fun to write. It's a good story. It's a good message. I got some scenes in this book that I'm like, oh, my God, what was you thinking? Mm. Oh, my God, what?
Are we having a book release party, Kwan? Because you know how Nene do. You just tell me. I need to be there.
Yeah, you know that.
He is
more than just an author side of my company. Like, that's my brother. So, we're going all the way with it. Like, all stops is being pulled out for this man right here because he deserves it. He's a veteran in the game. And he deserves it, you know. So, I'm definitely going to put all my power and everything that I got behind him to make sure that his release is successful. Believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, you know. And I have to give Kwan a bomb story to publish, man. You know, you can't come half-assed on this. You got to go hard or go home. So this book I got, I know Kwan going to do it right. I'm going to give him a bomb story. He's going to come with the cover.
Especially since we got some young winners.
Like,
them young ones, we
got
to sign as
hitters.
So, like, we
got
to
bring our A game, you know what I mean?
Make y'all
step
y'all game
up,
right?
Eric is a hell of a writer, man.
Yes,
I always said that.
Yes, he is.
He's a hell of a writer, yo. I already know he's going to come hard.
Yes. Wahida always speaks very, very high of Eric. Before I even, knew anything, when I saw him at the book sign, I was like, yo, that's him? like, wow, you know what I'm saying? So she's always has spoke very high of him. I know his pen is beyond fire, and I can't wait to read his book. I'm excited, and I can't wait, you know. This is awesome, you know what I'm saying? And I had said a little while ago in a post, stop watching the game and watch the players. You know what I'm saying? You got to see what everybody is doing. We are making historical moves in the industry.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Historical moves. You know what I'm saying? And you talk about the majors and all that, but honestly, we really don't need no majors. We have learned enough.
We never did.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Kwan.
We never did. Mm-hmm. You know what it was? And I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Independently, we were selling like a shithole full of books. Like on average, we were selling about 50,000 books on the street on average. Like if you did anything under 25,000,
right,
the book was a failure.
Yeah.
So well, what happened was when the majors came along, and if you got somebody, you're a young kid, like you're making money selling books, but it's an option. But if you got somebody telling you, I'm going to give you six figures, and all you got to do is write and turn your books in, you ain't have to be you know what I'm saying? You take the devil's bargain, and then you get caught up in that cycle. So, like, there's pros and cons to being signed with a major. Like, being signed with a major is not all bad, and it's not all good either.
Right.
So you just have to weigh it, and depending on what type of person you are. See, me, I'm signed to, like, four majors, and I'm also signed to myself because I always tell my authors, I would never ask of you anything I won't do myself, so I find myself the right to do. And all parties involved, including the publishers, are okay with that. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a statement. Like, you know what? I need to stand with my people. I can't just say, y'all, dude, I need to stand with y'all. I'm going to get out there with y'all.
Right. That's right.
So between my major releases, I'll be publishing independent paperbacks.
That's right. And we got enough power. We got enough power in our pen to do major things and take things over and take things back. You know what I'm saying? Really. And like you said about the major thing, and you got the six figures, but I don't think that the reader, the new authors really understand that when you get that big deal, you have to pay that back first.
Yeah, you
got to
pay it back
before
you see a
dime. Yeah, you're not seeing anything. So you got some people who sign to a major, they don't see any royalties for about 2 or 3 years, all depending on what the royalty amount was.
Forever. They may not recoup
my
money, man.
Forever. Yes, Eric.
My first offense was $10,000. I signed for $30,000. I got a check for $10,000. And then it seemed like a lot of money. And it seemed like it's like, wow, 10 grand. Hello?
Yeah,
you here. 10 grand, man. I remember I was like 10 grand. I went through that by the summertime, but, you know, I was smart, though, because I had books on the street. I was selling books on the street, and I was grinding out there. But, you know, my first royalty check from 2000, I signed in 2004. I didn't get my first royalty check in 2008, 4 years.
People don't understand. They also don't know the little tricks of the trade. Like, if your book is selling too quick, fast or rapidly, a lot of times they'll print smaller runs to slow down from you making an advance back. So there's like a lot of stuff that goes into it. You have to be really savvy and really aware of what you're signing off for.
Yes, that's bonkers. But we are making phenomenal moves in this industry, and the star power that's pulling together is just awesome. I mean, come on, son. You got Ashley Jaquavis with Treasure Blue and June Miller and, I keep slipping my mind. I got excited. But all the star power over there, J.M. Benjamin. Then you got Kawan. He over here signing with people like Eric Gray. And it's not just, so-and-so signing under so-and-so. No, it's a team. You know what I'm saying? It's a teaming up. It's a linking up of. It's a bringing together of. Which stops it from looking like a separation and looking like a unit that's moving. You know, in unison, it's just because we have different projects going on, because we all connected, it's like one big family. Everybody is just moving and making moves
and
doing legendary things.
Because, see, like, that's how me, like, the generation me and Eric come from, that's how we came up. We used to, we would sign to different people. We would all travel together. We would do book signs together. We would eat together, you know. So it was always like family. Like, that's separate as shit that everybody else came later in the game. Like, with the originals. Like, we all, like, you know, it would be five of us at a time at a book signing, and there wasn't no egos involved. Everybody get their money. Like, okay, well, you go through the time and the time, or whatever. You know, and then we all go out and spend the money together.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
And I think we have to bring back, like, that whole brotherhood, like, that, like, make it a fraternity again. But Because there's too many, like, if we all have the same agenda, why are we going in different directions to get there? That's just dumb. You know what I mean?
That's right. And if we do those things now, like we said, we preserve and we set a precedence and we set a certain foundation that people can stand on, you know, because if the house is divided, it's bound to fall. So if you set a firm foundation, then when they start adding the windows and the doors and everything else, it stands strong. It can last. You know what I'm saying? Other than crumbling to the side, you know, right up under your feet. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited about everything that's going on in the industry.
Oh, it's
going to
be a great summer for paperbacks.
Oh, man, it's going to be freaking awesome. I'm crazy. I'm excited.
Me too.
I think I'm too excited. I don't know. I just love this kind of stuff because, you know, I look up to all of y'all, and y'all paved the way so that we can even stand here today and say, hey, I'm an author. So even when I get around you all, I'm still all straight starstruck, like, wow, this is happening. And to hear the
even
great
though
things
I'll be all drunk, even though I'll be all drunk.
It's okay, because you are right. You feel the same to me. You know, all drunk, all sober. You know what I'm saying? You don't change. You don't change. It's still you.
At all.
You ain't having
a
good time.
You got a little tip on.
I respect it. You honest to yourself. That's it. I mean, hey, you
yeah,
honest to yourself,
like
and
that.
Everything else don't matter. Yeah, that's how I feel. But let's take a caller, because, like, wow, they've been waiting. And
okay,
now,
yeah,
let's
say about the first be out. Y'all gonna be in
the
safe zone.
Yeah, they are
gonna
cut you out. But could you bring in Lisa? She at school having two heart attacks, a partner's in a pear tree. She just wanna just feel like she's here. Could you please just bring her in right quick so she can just shout us out, because she is trying to take her finals, but she jumped in the hallway so she can make sure she can see. She's 248974. You see that? Don't ask me, cause there's too many callers in the queue. I can't even see.
I
don't know. They don't let me handle the board. So.
I caught up.
Hey, I'm in the house, y'all. hey, partner.
What's going on, Lisa?
What's going on, Roddy Rosie? I felt like I felt out of the love circle. What's up, Kwan? And
what's
Eric,
up, girl,
how are y'all doing? Good.
Wow.
I felt out of the love circle. Y'all was having a good old time and everything.
Yeah, we were
going to
have a little party.
Yeah, we do that when the boss ain't here. We just turn the desk over and just go to town. So, you know what I'm saying? You wasn't here, so we cut up.
You know what?
Yeah, but we love you, Lisa.
I feel some kind of way.
It's okay. You don't have to.
I feel no way, Lisa.
We'll talk to you when you get in. We'll tell you everything that happened. I don't want to boot you off the line, but I'm going to have to do you the same way we have to do the callers when we have to get them in here.
Yeah, because the callers are crazy.
I know y'all
didn't want
people waiting.
Yeah.
I can hear you too,
sir.
I said I know we got all them quiet people ready. They waiting.
Oh, yeah. Let's let them all in.
All right. Yeah. Love you, Lisa. We'll get with you on the conference call after this.
All right, Lisa. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Lisa. Love you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we're going to take 201. You the next one up in line. 201-997. Good evening. Welcome to the Writing Royalty Clubhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Rashida.
Hey, Rashida.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Rashida.
How you doing?
What's up? Nene.
Yes, ma'am.
You know I'm waiting for tomorrow, right?
Yes. Is there something special happening tomorrow? You might want to make the announcement, because if there's something special
happening,
don't try
to play like you
don't
know what's happening.
Is.
I'm going to see Patrice first thing in the morning.
For that Trust No Bitch 3, I gather.
That's right.
She won't have them until next week. So
I
don't go there first thing in the
morning. Oh, my goodness. Now I got to
go
on Kindle.
Yes, go on Kindle tonight at 12. And I want to see you in my inbox at 4:45. I'll be waiting for you. I'll be up.
Damn, you want me to speed read. I like the slow roll when it's good.
Go ahead, slow roll. Walk it down slow. You won't be able to, because the speed and everything that me and Cash put in this book, we burned it. We burned it down to the ground. It's ash and smoke. When you start off, Woo. You're not going to be able to stop. It's ridiculous. We concluded it. It's a beast. He brought some things out of his pen that I never saw before, and he brought some things out of me that I never wrote before.
Yes.
So it's
wow.
Bananas.
Yes.
So So please,
Kawan,
enjoy.
I want to say congratulations again. I know you and Eric about the whole right to eat. It's just wicked deceptions. It's just was speechless. Tell Charlotte I said hello.
I sure will.
It's
all
just
right.
So crazy.
Thank you so much.
And I need that email address.
Ryan Royalty at gmail.com. We're going to be giving some wonderful things away. We're going to get with some other authors. We're going to try to give you guys some great summer packages. So please get your name in there so you can get in the drawings, because we're going to do some wonderful, wonderful things for the readers, and it's going to be phenomenal. So, yes, ryanroyalty@gmail.com.
All right.
Okay.
And
thank
I
you so much
for
your support.
And I also want to shout out KRG, too, before y'all
leave. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Princess. Enjoy the read. Thanks for gracing our pages. And there's more to come. It's going to be a phenomenal summer.
Okay, we're going to take 314-766. Welcome to Writing Royalty Clubhouse. You are live.
Oh, my gosh. Jana B. I've been waiting forever.
Oh, my God. You should have hit my inbox. We was like, we don't know the phone number.
When we took a shot, when you heard us take that shot, you were supposed to hit somebody in the inbox like, yo, y'all wildin', wrong number.
Welcome, right in royalty. Wow,
yes.
This is phenomenal.
Well,
yes,
thank you.
Yes,
you
no, thank you. Yes, and you have something new coming out. If you can briefly let our readers know who you are and what we have to look forward to from your pen, just let us know.
Oh, my goodness. I'm Jana B. Wicked Deceptions. Mm-hmm. This came out on the 11th. Mm-hmm. And, oh, how do I describe my writing? You know, he heard him
resident
call me the
resident psycho.
So I write erotic, sex, you know, all that good stuff, all rolled up into one book.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
Like, Jana has a very messed up imagination.
Oh, stop saying it.
You need a hug. Okay. You need to hug more as a kid.
So
hey.
How does it feel being an author on Right to Eat? You're down with the writing Right to Eat team.
Oh my gosh, it's still all overwhelming. Like you know, the love I've been getting from everybody. Like I've been crying for like 3 days.
Wow.
Like seriously,
okay,
like every time somebody posts on my wall, you know. The first day when everybody changed their profile pics to my book cover, like, I just thought I was going to die. Like, I was just boo-hoo crying.
Wow.
Like, the holiday.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, that's
powerful. And definitely ride that wave. You know what I'm saying? Ride that wave and carry it into your pen. You know what I'm saying? Carry it into your pen. You know, take all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Remain as humble as possible. You know, interact with your readers. Definitely get in really, really good with the book clubs and, you know what I'm saying, be able to interact with them. And stay sucker-free. Stay sucker-free. That's my advice. That's my industry. That's my industry advice. Stay as politically correct as you possibly can, Princess. If they say something, say, you know what, you got a point there. You know what I'm saying? Because if people going to love you, people might not, but stay as politically correct as you can. Don't get in no shenanigans. Just do you, enjoy it, and have a fabulous ride.
Yes, Cindy, I just want to say shout out to the chat room. I'm monitoring the chat room, and one of our readers has a question for her.
Oh, wow.
Can you give a synopsis, a short synopsis of your book?
Courtney is basically teaching men who cheat lessons on how to treat a real lady. You know, in the words of Miss Foy, Charlotte, can't stick your dick in whole soup and not come out burned. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about
whole
it
soup.
Now.
Talk about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, Courtney getting busy in there, you know. And when I say wicked, it's not even a good description for her. Like, she on some Fatal Attraction times 10, you going to be with me or nobody type deal.
Mm. Let me head over to Amazon right quick.
Is it up? Is it already up?
Okay.
Yeah, it turned out on the 11th.
The 11th.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Jesus, how'd I miss that? I'm over there. Okay, yeah, let me get
over. Wicked deception. Get it in your life.
Oh, I'm about to go over there and get it. Excuse me. Y'all continue on. I'm heading to Amazon. Continue to talk. Go ahead. I'm still here. I'm over on Amazon right now. Go ahead. Continue on.
Now, don't look at me differently after you read it, because people say my writing and my personality is like bipolar. Like, you would never believe that I wrote something like that.
It's okay. I ain't judging you. I write the pussy trap and trust no bitch, so I ain't got nothing to say. I love you. And I'm about to get this book so I can find out what's good. Does anybody else have any questions or concerns? Aaron? Mr. Gray? Anybody? They have questions for them? Quan, you got anything you want to share? You want to tell?
Well, if John want to say, just let our listeners know, is there anything else that they can look forward to as far as her fan?
Yes, I'm bringing back my first novel, Beautiful Nightmare, and part two, Vengeance. That'll be back out this summer. Uh-huh. And right now I'm working on my first real horror book. Uh-huh. Like, I'm trying a different area in my writing, and yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it looks like Juan, what you were saying earlier about the different genres, the different pens, the different storylines we can expect is pretty much on the horizon, and it's something to really look forward to.
Uh-huh.
Is Kwan still with us?
No, I think he
might have
went
to hair and makeup, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we dropped.
I think Kwan... We stunned him. He didn't know what to do with himself. He wasn't ready. He didn't know what to do. You came on here and the whole wicked deception and power just overtook him. He didn't know what to do with himself. He does that sometimes.
Kwan is always ready, man. Kwan always on point.
He stay on go. He stay on go. Well, everybody can go before him in his place.
Nah, he might not even go for
him. Nah, he's back. He's right here.
Oh, he back? He back?
Yeah.
Kwan, you back?
Kwan, can
y'all
hear me?
Yeah, I see that before you. I just said you had stepped off the hair and makeup. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta stay fresh.
I don't do hair and makeup. That's why I wear pretty hats all the time. I'm a tough guy. I wake up frowning. I check my kids in the morning with a frown.
Lord. That's what I'm talking about. I say, girl, this growl at him. Let him know it's real. Let him know it's real, girl.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm on the 1 and 9, so I love to.
Wow. Okay. Come on. What my question earlier was? Well, when you were in hair and makeup. My question was. You were saying earlier about you were going to be bringing different storylines, and it sounds like from Yana's book it's going to be really interesting because she brings some horror, erotic type of stuff.
Yeah, and you know what's so crazy about Jonna's book? The main character is white.
Really? Mm.
Really.
And that's different.
Yeah.
Mm,
but it fits. It fits for when you read the story. It fits perfectly.
Okay. That's what I'm waiting for. I just caught mine. And, yeah. I'm taking a weekend off. I'm about to post this right on Instagram and Facebook. Let them know it's real. I will be reading this weekend because I'm taking a weekend off. I'm not writing nothing. I'm reading Wicked Deception.
Well, Nene, you have to give you something to do while your readers read your new book that's dropping out later on.
Yeah, man. I'll be bored. Go ahead. What'd you say, Kwan? Actually, did we lose him again? Because I think his reception.
No, I'm still here.
Okay,
no,
I didn't hear what you had said. Okay,
I'm still here. I'm about to snatch these earphones out.
Okay, that's what's doing it.
Yeah, I'm about to snatch these. I think it's the earphone. Because I'm on the highway, but I think it's the earphones. Because if I was on the regular phone, I would be having stuff.
Okay.
Me trying to be a law-abiding citizen. This bullshit.
Yeah, that does that sometimes. Is her name on here? Joanna, Watch My Journey Brown. Is that her?
Yeah.
Joanna. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Right. Lilo, you want to take another caller? Because there's so many hands raised.
Let's get them all.
Yeah.
804. Good evening. You are live in the Writing Royalty Clubhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Good evening, Aaron Bebo. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
How are you? Who are we speaking with?
I'm doing well. My name is Loretta R. Wall.
Okay.
Oh, what's good, Loretta? How you feeling?
I'm doing well. Just wanted to call in and say congratulations. I actually am sitting up here reformatting a book, listening to the show and enjoying it.
Wow.
And, thank you.
And you all are really putting down some valid information.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you for the support.
And I just want to say congratulations to Kawan and the Right to Eat family, and, of course, a big shout-out to KRG. I'm one of those hidden members that gets to pop in, you know, on a sneak tip.
You know, I know my regulars, though, so whether you will pop in or, you know, I know my regulars.
Yes, you do, brother. Yes, you do. And I enjoy the group a lot. So, I mean, in between, you know, the literary thing, working, and you doing what you do as well, it's nice to be able to pop in there and enjoy myself, and you know, on a sneak tip.
That's a blessing.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Indeed, and congratulations to everyone else there as well. I'm a fan of Eric S. Gray, of course. His work is wonderful. Nene Capri, you're always doing something out there. I watch a lot, but I don't say a lot, so I just usually am. I'm out there, but I don't speak a lot per se. But it's just really nice to see a positive vibe going on and to see a lot of this unity coming together and not a lot of drama and craziness, because it's easy to bring the negative. It's so difficult to bring the positive, and it's just really refreshing right now in 2014.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Definitely.
You're the backbone of what we do. She's talking about typesetting and different things like that. That's the backbone of what we do. If you don't have a good typesetter, a good editor, you know, someone for story content as well as grammar, then you can't put out a good product. And we thank you for taking the time to work with authors and make sure they're giving out quality work. So salute to you. Hats off to you. Thank you.
Loretta's an author as well.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah, no, she an author as well.
Oh, see? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling in and showing some love. Please continue to listen to the show.
Indeed. Thank you, and I'll continue to watch.
Ma'am.
I'm just going to bounce off the phone so you guys can get some other folks in.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. Have a good one.
You too, Precious.
All right. Next up, we got 702. 917, good evening. You in the Writing Royalty Clubhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Yo, what's good? This is Lawrence.
What up, Lawrence?
Don't be in the
media group, man, trying to go on my people's feet. Because, you know, I can't see it right now because I'm driving. But we're on a sidebar, but just know that I'm aware.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's all good, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know my shit shows over there for, you know, Nevada and stuff, but I'm a New Yorker. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, with the Vegas number. Let me tell you something. Wherever I move, nigga, I keep a New York number. I never have another area code.
Nah, I gotta change my area code and shit, you know what I mean? Because I be on the road. I be here, there, and everywhere, though. I mean, I'm a trucker, so, you know, like right now and shit, I'm right on the outskirts of Atlanta and stuff. So, you know, I just came all the way up from Indiana down here. Now I'm chilling on my sleeper time listening to the radio. What's good,
okay.
KRG, everybody up in there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yo, I do have a question, though.
Okay.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, the thing is, yo, you got your books coming out. The Fix just dropped, Kwan. We was just talking not too long ago about standalone books and stuff. Like, you had Hoodlum out there. We talked about that before.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know what I mean, you got The Fix. Now, Street Dreams was a standalone book. Like, there's none to follow behind that. But the way The Fix ended off is coming off like there's a part two to it. What do you consider as a standalone book?
A standalone book is, it all depends when you ask. Like generally a standalone book is like when you tell the whole story in one book, and that's that. And with the fix is, you have to understand, with the fix is similar to the Hood Rat series, where there'll be standalone stories with three recurring characters. Like how the first book was about Persia, the second book will be more about Lil Monk and what's going on with him and his team and his rise. Like my nickname for the book is The Rise of Lil Monk. That's not the subtitle. That's just what I call it. So,
I mean, basically what I'm saying, like, you know, I mean, like, when do you actually see, like, you know, like, this is just one book is coming out and there ain't none to follow this storyline, like, you know what I mean? Because, again, like, Street Dreams was just like, bang, that's it. You got one powerful-ass story. It's sitting there. Ain't nobody going to come back for, you know what I mean, the characters that were in that book. You ain't going to see him rise from the dead or anything like that. When are we, because, you know, I think that's where everybody's got to the point where we all expect a book one, a book two, you know, series type of situation.
Yeah.
But
you
ain't nobody actually putting out a book where it's just like, boom, the end.
A lot of times, like, a publisher will ask for multiple books. See, with me, where my contract is worded, it always says pun title. Because I may feel like giving you a part two, I may not. Like, we can do a deal, like, let's say we do a deal for three books. All of the books don't have to be the fix. That's why they say untitled. So I may want to give you one sixth book, one this, one that, one that. But with the six specifically, there was just so much to the story. And it was asked of me to make it two, to make it more than one book.
I got you. I feel you. You know what I mean? But you know,
that's
you know, the real. And, you know, to be honest, I want to say this. I don't know who is Gary Gray, but, you know, everybody in the group is like, yo, you should get to know him.
Eric Gray is a legend in this game, my nigga. Make no mistake about that. Like, Eric Gray got a decade on his book. That nigga got time in. He just,
yo,
like,
tell that legend to add me, son.
Like,
tell that legend to add me because I done been trying to put on with him for a minute now. He just leave my shit in limbo. Like, yo, son, Lawrence Huggins, look at that nigga over there. You know what I mean? You're going to enjoy me on your page.
Eric is not on Facebook like that. Eric is not a nigga who lives on Facebook. So
yeah.
I guess, you know what I'm saying, get around to him, get around, maybe, I don't know. But Eric is not a nigga who lives on Facebook. So, like, if you send somebody a film request, and they don't accept your film request, you shouldn't feel slighted by it. Just take it, you know what I'm saying? You don't see the nigga on Facebook like that, so maybe you just didn't see it. You know,
You know me. You know, I'm one of the few dudes who actually are in the group and who read books and stuff like that. I mean, you know, it is a literary world that's, you know, like really swarmed by women and they read in the books and stuff. But, you know, I'm actually in the mix somewhere in there. And it's like, you know, like, shit, if you got a book, I'm trying to check it out. Like, I got C.J. Hudson shit. I'm still checking out Niles Manning. You know, congratulations on the ad with him, The Right to Eat. That's what's up.
No doubt.
I'm trying to get to know the rest and, you know, really understand what's going on. Because even as a truck driver, when I sit here in the back of my truck, if I'm not watching TV or a movie or something, I'm reading a book. And that's what I do.
Yeah.
So it's like, I like folks to understand, like, you know what I mean, like, there are guys out here who are really doing the damn thing. And, you know, just to add real quick, yo, anybody who say tennis shoes, you're whack, straight up. It's sneakers. I don't want to hear no more about no damn tennis shoes. Straight
well,
up.
Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. And this is what you do. See, Eric is old school, so he be on them streets. He about getting them books in the hand. So when you see him at them events, show him some love. You see him at them events, you find out, Quan post them lists. If you anywhere, if you in that truck and you hear that he in them cities, come through, shake his hand, show him some love. That would be an honorable thing, and we appreciate your support. Thank you, Precious.
Yeah, and he got joints out right
no
now.
No doubt.
Yo,
one, everybody, y'all be easy.
All right, baby.
Check him out on Amazon.
That's right. Okay, who else we got?
419-571. You are live in the Ryan Royalty Clubhouse. Who are we speaking with?
What's going on, everybody? I want to talk to my family. Kawan, I am legend. This is Frank Nitti, the monster.
My nigga, okay. Frank Nitti. What's poppin', Frank Nitti? I got kicked out of high school with Frank Nitti.
That's right, baby. Brandeis, baby. You already know. Brandeis in NYC, Manhattan, New York.
Frank Nitti had the whole crew on the news.
hey, man. Punk ass security guards, they won't put their hands on the dude, you know, so we have to squad up.
Frank Nitti, yo. Frank, one day I'm going to write about that story. You better not sue me.
Yo, I'm waiting, baby. I'm waiting for the one about DP, Frederick Douglass Projects. I'm waiting for the one about the team and our run. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for all
yeah.
that. And for those of you who think my man Quan is making up imaginary, nah, man, I can vouch for that. He was on the front line with us, Douglass Projects, late 80s, all the way 90s, early 2000s. You know, we got family ties, man. We connect, you know what I'm saying? His family, some real straight-up OG goons, y'all do not want to play with. Trust me, I know. I know the resume, and he know mine, and he know who we ran with. You know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, you know? You know how we do it. What's your point, man?
I just want to call congratulate you on all your success, big homie. I got a lot of love. It's good to see you doing your thing. I got a quick story. You know, we grew up in Frederick Douglass Projects. And we used to be out there grinding, doing our thing. And I had left the project to do my own thing. And I haven't seen Kwan in a long time. And I bumped into him. And he's like, yo, Frank, what's going on, man? I'm like, yo, Kwan, what's good with you? We was in a store politicking. He pulled the book out of his back pocket and gave it to me. Gangster. I'll never forget that. You know what I'm saying? And he's a dude.
Yeah.
He humble. He don't brag. He don't talk. He don't boast about. And it just threw me back that, you know, I knew this guy for so long. And I didn't even know what he had going on, and when I seen that book, Big Thick Joint, I was proud of him, man, and I'm like, yo, keep doing your thing, homie, and now that, you know, you're here, and you're successful, and you got the team, shout out to everybody on the panel, I'm sorry if I'm not familiar with y'all, but, you know, me and Kwan, we family behind the scenes and everything, and I support my homie, you know?
And we thank you, we thank you for that, and thank you for sharing that, because that helps his readers get to know the author behind the pen.
Yeah, Frank Nitti, boy. Frank Nitti, no, we done been through some shit. And you know what I'm saying? Just by the grace of God, me and Frank, like, we literally, like, the only ones left that are, like, you know, free and alive.
Yeah,
so, you
know, absolutely.
It's a blessing, like, you know what I mean?
And full faculties. That's
yeah, well, no, I don't know about
God
full faculties. And niggas, because Frank is El Pollo Loco. So I'm
in the middle of my public service announcement. Here you go.
In the middle of the PSA, I can remember being in the lunchroom with Frank Nitti.
Why wouldn't
even
let me do my after school
Frank Nitti slapped the security guard with a $10 bill. and then pulled out a $5 like you're not worth the $10 and slapped him with the $5. I said, oh, my God. We're going to jail. We're getting kicked out of school and going to jail.
Yeah, man. Don't get it twisted, man. Kwan, you hold it down, too. You know, his family, my man TM, he locked down. Shout out to TM, free TM. My man Tyree just came home. Free AC, boss of all bosses. Free Eve De Niro, my little cousin. They all doing football numbers right now, you know, up north and everything. And we miss him, and we got a lot of love for him. And, you know, they got him locked up on some bullshit. But, you know, let my family go, man, all of them, you know what I mean?
Shout out to our brothers behind the wall to keep your heads up. You know, our prayers is for y'all. Our prayers is for y'all. That's right.
But I got a quick question for the homie Kwan, man. Yo, were we going to see something on the big screen of TV or something like that, man?
I'm
not going to say
like
The Wire, but
that shit,
better
man,
than
like,
The Wire.
He'll be coming,
he'll
be saying, like, let's do this or let's do that. But, like, I ain't no dumb, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no dumb nigga, so it's going to take the right situation to make that happen. Like, through Cash Money, you know, there's a couple of things, you know, pitching back and forth, but nothing is really etched in stone. So, like, I just kind of sit back. Like, some movies, man, some books, it takes years for them to be adapted to film. So I'm like, you know, when it's my time, it's my time. Until then, I keep shooting these little independent projects. Like, we shot Love and Gunplay, a little 60,000 views on YouTube. So, you know.
Oh, I got to check that out.
But, you know, we just keep doing our little independent thing until we get a budget for a big major film, or until, you know what I'm saying, until I crack what I need to crack, and I pay for this shit myself.
Absolutely, babe. Stick to your guns, man. Don't bend the brake for nobody. If it ain't on your terms, then it ain't about nothing.
You know what, your friend, look at it like this, Frank. All that money we blew and did nothing with, nigga, we could have made 5 movies.
You don't even know. I wish we had that back, but we can't never press rewind. We always got to go forward. Feel me?
Hey, nigga, I would have my life and my freedom in that bread. Believe that.
Absolutely, baby. But shout out to you. Congratulations on everything once again. God bless your family.
You.
I follow you on Facebook, Twitter. God bless all y'all on the panel. We need
my
more
nigga.
People like you telling them stories that ain't getting told, that was there and experienced all that. And I appreciate all y'all work, for real.
Thank you so much. Much love.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Day,
and showing support.
Absolutely. All day, baby.
All right. That was powerful.
All right, we're going to take, yes, indeed.
Wow.
My nigga Frank, I knew Frank for so many years. I didn't know he was going to say all that, though. The nigga jumped out like, yeah, we're taking it. I'm like, no, nigga, statute of limitations. Be quiet. No, I'm just playing.
He said you pulled out a book. He was on point. He was right.
Yeah, that's my dog, man. Real dude right there.
It is the Kawan takeover. Yes.
We got 803 on the line. 290, you live.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to the
clubhouse.
I'm fine, and you guys?
We're good.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Natasha Shyamack.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Hey,
Natasha. Yes, I'm back. I just want to tell everybody who we are in the infamous Kwan. Hello.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. This is one of our loyal readers.
Thank you.
Yes, real reader on the phone. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I have a question. I'm gonna be listening in. Y'all wild, and I'm gonna be listening in though.
All right. Thank you, Princess. Enjoy.
Thank you. Right. Yes. Thank you. 323. You are live.
I'm alive. Oh, my goodness. Am I alive?
Yes, you
yes.
are.
Yes.
Hello. Thank you, everybody.
Hey,
Don. This is Sugar Don. Hi, Mimi.
Hey.
What's going on, Tribella? How are you?
How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm just calling in just to say hey and congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. You also have the legendary Eric Gray on the phone. Please give Eric Gray a shout-out.
Eric Gray on the line. Oh, man. Relax, yo. You know, I'm in the South, right? You have to slow down here, so I'll be chilling.
That's what I'm talking about. I need some relaxation. Well, thank you, Tribella, for calling in and showing your support. We appreciate the love.
Oh, no problem. One love.
Thank you, Precious.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
We got one more caller, 504.
Oh, my God. You serious? Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's Anika. Y'all had me waiting all that time. I can't believe y'all.
Oh, my God. The queue is ridiculous. You can't even see
wasn't the show great?
Callers.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm in my feelings.
Well, don't waste your time being in your feelings.
But
go ahead and talk to Kwan, because he's waiting for you to say something.
Kwan, I had wanted to say his name at first, because I thought the person that I had inboxed you wrote Money, Power, Respect. And I was like, oh, I'm ashamed, but don't say the name I told you.
Money, Power, Respect.
Is Kwan still with us?
No, Kwan, he went back to the green room. He'll be back. But go ahead. Go ahead, Lanika. Did you have something you wanted to share, a question you had to ask?
No, I just wanted to shout out KRG and my baby Lawrence Huggins.
Okay.
And my baby Chantel and Kissia and all them other tramps in that group.
Hold on, we got
Yo, y'all muted with your son. How y'all muted me?
Knock it off.
Okay.
There's no way I'm muted him. I'm bringing in the callers.
It's the call volume, Kwan. I'm telling you. It's off the chain. Lanika been trying to get in. I couldn't even see her number. Like, the call queue is so freaking bonkers. What y'all got to do with y'all muting me?
That was
I don't know. It sounds good. It's another one of my PSAs. No. Okay.
Mimi, I have no idea what you mean. Whatever do you mean?
what are you saying?
There's so many callers in the queue trying to get to you, Kwan.
Oh, yeah. I hope they all buy books.
Yes, get that on Telegram. They're buying them.
Get that Wicked Deception.
Yes, that Wicked Deception. I got that in my Kindle right now. Just posted it. They need to get that because I can't wait to have it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lanika, for calling in. We appreciate it, Precious.
Thank you, Lanika.
We got four more minutes. We're going to let Quan take that time to wrap up anything between him and Eric. If they want to share anything that's coming, anything that's about to go on with Right to Eat, we would love for you to be able to tell them what they can click when they can click it. Please take that time.
Okay. Well, you know, Wicked Deception just dropped. Next up, we got Marshawn's story, California Love, which is dropping in June.
I love
her. In May, I'm sorry. And then we got Niles Manning, Listening to Live. We're going to put that out in June.
Good.
We're putting Manisha Pittman's Dog Food and Ghetto Bastard out on the same day in July. And we're working out a date, and we're working out a date for Gigolo right now. Me and Eric are going to discuss a date. We're working it out for Gigolo. And October 31st, Area 47, Chris Green.
Okay, great. So you'll have a lot out at the Harlem Book Fair. We'll have a lot there.
I'm bugging. I'm wilding. I'm putting out another book in May, which is called Black Lotus. And if you read Animal 1 and 2, you know Black Lotus is Animal's sister, Kalah. And I got Animal 3 coming out in October. Then I got 6-2 coming out. So, like, every 90 days, I'm putting out a novel.
Wow.
Not a short. I'm putting out a novel every 90 days.
You're getting your 70,000 on. You're getting your 70,000 on.
So I'm really about to shake and bake on these niggas. Real talk.
That's what's up. Mr. Gray, do you have anything that'll be coming out before you drop with Quan? Do we have anything to look forward to new from your pen, or is that your next up and coming project?
Yeah, right now I'm just doing Jiggle with Quan, working on putting out Nasty Goods too. Right now I'm on the movie. I got together with this. Hello? Hey, like
yeah.
So I put out a movie for the summertime with Deuce and Zodiac Fishery. He worked with it on 50 Cent.
Come on, put off the break.
Foxy Brown, and let me do a script for him, a comedy. Okay. I'm trying to put that for the summertime. And, and I'm about to get married next year.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
He was the last man standing when I got married. When we did my bachelor party, it was me and Ian at the end of the night. It was me and Ian at the end of the night. That'd be my brother forever, for all time.
Go back 11 years now, man. 2002.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we go back a long time. You know what I'm saying?
I remember we first met in the Harlem Book Fair. From that day, from Harlem Book Fair, we just clicked. From that day on, it was like we just.
Yeah, it's funny because you know why we quit? Because we realized that we were both dirtbags. That's why we quit. That was a long time ago. That was a lifetime ago.
From moving from New York to South Carolina, all I do is write, read, and just trying to be a different person, man. I love what I do. I love what I do.
You not call your motherfucking ass?
Who's having the backyard comedy back there? Is that
so ratchet. So ratchet.
You know she has to be involved. You know it. The queen has to be on deck. They got to know that. There is no Quan without Charlotte. That's what they did.
No, I'm going to Charlotte. Let's see. I ain't nowhere near Charlotte. Charlotte was taking the kids and says, I'm getting out the car.
Doing something else, ratchet?
No, I was talking about whoever y'all was talking about. I didn't know y'all was talking about me.
Quan, I love you to death. This is the
I love you too, mama.
But thank you for sharing this time with us.
Johanna.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I wanted her to share her.
Oh, yeah, y'all forgot all about a little crazy. Don't play with Johanna.
I didn't forget about her. That's why I mentioned her.
Well, she didn't
get you. I didn't forget about her.
When you read Wicked Deceptions, I bet you won't respect her gangster.
I
was scared of
Johanna.
I look at Johanna totally different. Like, I'm scared.
No, I want her to.
Everybody go out and grab that Wicked Deceptions.
Yes.
Go get
the fish. That Wicked Deception. That's right. Get the fish. Get ready for
Tomorrow's
everything dropping
Trust
out of right
Tomorrow, will
eat.
Be dropping.
Yes.
We might just put five books out on the day of the Harlem Book Fair.
Fuck it, drop
Let's
the bag.
Go.
Let's do it.
Let's go. They ain't talking about nothing. Yeah,
ain't
we don't want y'all to get
drop
cut off
bag.
And
Let's
have
go.
Dead air. We don't want no dead air. We want to be able to say goodnight to everybody properly. We got like 15 seconds. We love
no.
you. Thank you, Eric
Gray.
Thank
air.
You, Joanna. Thank you, Kawan.
Yes, thank you for
we love, love,
through.
Love you. Much success.
Yeah,
and
you.
Hit us anytime. We love to have you guys back on the show.
Anytime. We're always,
yes,
always happy to do it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Kawan.
All right,
thank
you.
Wow, that was powerful.
Yes, it was.
Thank you to the readers. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to the chat room.
And
thank you
chat
to the callers. We love, love, love you. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being patient. Please tune in on Sunday. We're going to have another phenomenal show. It's just awesome, and we thank you for your support. Take us out with the music, please, Aaron.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I love L.A. Oh. I love, the truth, I love L.A. I love, truth, I love L.A. I love, truth, I love. Stepped out, it's 85, but it's still winter time. It's Sunday, motorcycles, Alice, go ride. Hit the beat.